This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Another week, another Roster Report podcast, but this is a special one, Paul Perillo. Maybe the biggest set of moves in the history of these in-season roster reports. Junior Seau, a Hall of Famer. Well, at whatever point he actually stops playing, will be a Hall of Famer. Back in the locker room, buddy-buddy in town. Everybody's enjoying the show. The 40-year-old entering his 20th season, just a couple weeks removed from getting run over by a bull on his Versus television program. Junior Seau will likely be on the field Sunday for the New England Patriots to make room for him in the roster, the part that makes this the biggest move in the history of these podcasts. Terdell Sands was let go. We hardly knew ye. 2 weeks here. He played in 1 week, inactive for another, but still maintains the title as the largest man to ever walk through the Gillette Stadium locker room. Paul Perillo, Junior Seau. Everybody seems very happy to have him back. He seems happy to be back. We know his infectious energy and personality and all that. But the bottom line is, this is a guy that was very definitive in saying that he has 6 games left in his body that he can give you during a season. We're entering the 6th game of the season, so you're talking about a guy who'd have to play maybe the final 11 regular season games, maybe 3,
maybe 4
postseason games. What make you of the timing of this signing and what Junior Seau could bring to this team short and long term?
Well, I think all the stuff that you mentioned about the infectious enthusiasm and attitude, I think the biggest thing that he brings right now is, we heard some of the players talk last year about some really, impassioned speeches he gave in the locker room. And sometimes I think as
he can preach it.
Yeah. But I think sometimes in the NFL, these guys, especially here, where it's so businesslike all the time, I think that can get lost at times. And I think Junior, provides a lift. And Bill even called him as passionate and as enthusiastic a player as he's ever been around.
And he doesn't have to say anything. You just see him when he walks through with that little guitar bag on his shoulder and his little hat.
He's 40 years old playing a position like linebacker. He serves as an inspiration.
You see him and he gets it done.
He serves as an inspiration just by his mere presence. So I don't know what it's going to mean in terms of how he can hold up over the remainder of the season. He hasn't really played a lot of 16-game seasons recently. He did in 2007. I don't know how that'll pan out, but, right now, I think they needed some depth at linebacker. With him coming back, with Gerard Mayo probably getting closer to 100%, he returned last week. I think it gives you a couple extra options. Now, the question, Andy, will it mean extra formations for the defense? They've been pretty much exclusively a 4-3 team in variations of four-man fronts, 4-2-5, 4, but mostly four-man fronts. Will that change?
No, at least not based in the eyes of Teddy Bruschi, a guy who is barely a month and a half removed from the locker room here at Gillette Stadium. Some of you may have read his chat on ESPNBoston.com today, and he pretty definitively said that they're a 4-3 team. You'll see Guyton move to the outside, Mayo in the middle, obviously Thomas on the other edge, and Seau be kind of a sub guy. Obviously, he's not an every-down player at this point in his career, or certainly not an every-down player for this extended period of the season. I think you will see him play. My guess is he'll be on the field Sunday in uniform against the Titans.
I agree with you.
I don't think he joins the team to be a game day inactive. I think he'll give a pregame speech, and at some point he'll be on the football field on defense, some sub situation. Our boss Fred Kirsch is looking for him to freelance, get back to the old Junior Seau and dancing in the A gaps and blitzing quarterbacks. Maybe we'll see some of that. But my guess is also you'll see him at the most 12 plays a game, 15 plays a game. I don't think the idea would be to go much more than that.
It's not the dire straits that he returned to last year where he had to.
I don't think the plan was to bring him back last year.
No.
Whereas this year, everybody pretty much made it clear the plan was to bring him back at some point. As long as that point was after training camp, he had no intentions of coming to training camp.
I agree.
Apparently, we've reached that point a little bit earlier rather than later. But as I said, everybody seems excited to have him back. But according to Teddy Bruschi, at least, he expects them to remain a 4-3 team, and he just adds depth to those three linebacker spots and sub-situations. The bottom line is I personally think it makes him a better football team. I think he still has something left. It may be a game. It may be 5 games. Who knows? I don't know how far it can go. But I was very impressed with what I saw last year when he was forced into action. And I think this time around, he had a little bit better of an understanding he would be back so he could prepare maybe a little bit more for it mentally and physically. So I think he can help this team in some way at some point over the next, you know, 2.5-3 months. And at the very least, as you said, pregame speeches, a shoulder to lean on for Gerard Mayo and Gary Guyton and some of those guys, or even just a guy. Let's be frank. The first 2 days he was here, he held a press conference, talked at his locker every day. There haven't been a lot of guys in this locker room this year in the wake of Harrison, Vrabel, Brewski that have really enjoyed talking to the media and standing up and answering all the questions. Maybe that's part of his role, just being a spokesman in the locker room as a veteran who knows what to say, when to say it, and how it's going to play in the media. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, no, I do think that there's some element of truth to that, and they've lost a lot of guys that we, as media guys, were accustomed to talking to every day. You mentioned a few of them. There's others, Ellis Hobbs, Heath Evans. They lost a lot of guys that, for lack of a better term, were go-to guys in the locker room. He's a guy that might be able to take some burden off of some of these other young guys. And the fact that they are all young guys now, it's Mayo, it's Guyton, it's Alexander, who's been around but hasn't played a lot of defense. It's a lot of guys that don't have a ton of experience. And I think that his presence on the field will help in that regard, too. I think you and I agree. I think this is will help the football team. I think maybe we disagree in the manner in which I wasn't as overly impressed with the on-field Junior Seau as you were last year. Not that I thought he was a disaster. He wasn't. He was fine. But I think that his bigger contributions will be in his leadership and his experience more so than the physical. I think he'll be fine physically. I don't think he's a stiff. But I think you probably think they'll get more out of him from a physical standpoint.
Probably. I think he and Gary Guyton, in my mind, are similar guys right now. And that's what he is. He's a guy that can give Gary Guyton a breather, or Guyton and, you know, Seau can give Mayo a breather, whatever. Gives you a few options there to move some guys around. And just so everybody knows, he will be wearing number 55. Derek Burgess gave up number 55 and will now be wearing number 53, which is sort of Tyrone McKenzie's number, although he's on IR, so he doesn't really need it right now. My guess is if he wants it, he'll get that back next year as, you know, Seau will be gone, Burgess could be gone, however it unfolds. But right. Junior Seau, number 55 at USC, number 55 following up Willie McGinest here in New England, 55 throughout his days in San Diego, Miami, will be number 55 on Sunday against the Titans. Big matchup, 4:15 p.m., Gillette Stadium. The 0-5 Titans, a surprise underachiever to open the season, a team many thought would go to the Super Bowl, comes to Gillette Stadium looking to get off the schneid, and the Patriots looking to avoid back-to-back losses for the first time since 2006. 3-2 entering the game, looking to get to 4-2, and they'll get a little boost from a future Hall of Famer. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, getting out of here from another roster report here on Patriots.com. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.